Have you ever had an experience where you helped someone or gave them a ride and afterward you turned to give them one last look, but they were nowhere to be seen? Tina Greer had an experience just like this one time, and to this day, she only has one explanation for it. Tina Greer was your average girl next door. She was always polite and loved to help other people. She often went out of her way just to help someone who was less fortunate or just in need. She never asked for anything in return either. She would often pray with the people that she helped, and this made her feel good. One day, Tina was on her way to the grocery store when she saw a guy walking down the side of the road. He looked to be close to her age, around 30, and was sweating heavily. Tina usually didn't pick up males unless she knew them, but this time she felt compelled to offer this guy a ride. She stopped and rolled down the window and asked, "Can I give you a ride?" He smiled and said, "Thank you, I would love a ride." He got in and Tina rolled up the window and turned on the air conditioner, for it was hot outside. Tina spoke up and said, "Hi, my name is Tina." The guy smiled at her and said, "My name is Jesse." Tina was a little nervous, and it was obvious. She spoke and said, "I usually don't pick up guys unless I know them, but it is so hot out and you look like you were in a lot of trouble." "I am," Jesse said. "I ran out of gas nearly 7 miles back, and I've been walking ever since." "Wow," Tina said. "You must be exhausted." "I am exhausted," Jesse answered. "There is a gas station just up the road," Tina began. "If you would like, I can take you back to your car so you won't have to walk back." Jesse smiled and said, "Thank you, that would be wonderful." They pulled into the gas station and Jesse got out and pumped some gas into a gas can that he was carrying. He got back into the car and Tina began to drive Jesse back to his car. The two of them carried on a conversation during the entire trip. To Tina, Jesse seemed like the nicest person in the world. Tina asked Jesse, "Would you mind if I said a prayer for you?" Jesse said, "No, I wouldn't mind. In fact, I thank you for doing all that you have." Tina began to pray. "Father God, thank you for Jesse. He is your child, and I know that you love him." Jesse looked at her and smiled. Tina continued, "Please protect him and look after him. And above all, Lord, bless him. In Jesus' name I pray, amen." Jesse thanked Tina for her kindness and for the prayer. He got out and walked towards his car. Tina started to pull away and look back to make sure that Jesse was all right. But he was nowhere to be seen. She was floored. She stopped, turned around, and went back to the car, parked alongside the road. She got out and looked all around. She checked all around the car. It looked as though it had been sitting there for a long time. "There are no footprints around this car," she said in awe. She drove on to the grocery store, then to her house. She could not get Jesse off of her mind. She checked her mail the next morning, as she always did. She received a card in the mail. It was a thank you card. She opened it and read it. She was absolutely astounded. Inside this card was a check for $500 and a little note that read, "Thank you for helping me yesterday. You are a most kind and gracious Christian. I thought that this would help you. Well done, good and faithful servant." It was signed, "Your friend, Jesse." As Tina walked back into the house, she fell to the floor on her knees. She began to cry, for she realized now who Jesse really was. Tina is convinced, and always will be, that Jesse was actually Jesus. Would you be willing to help out a stranger? Jesus did.